Life Audio.
But it's a constant reminder to focus on the truths and promises found in God's Word and my relationship with Him.
Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Do you believe in life after addiction? You better believe it. Now, the host of Life After Addiction.
Hey, welcome back. It is currently negative 14 in the studio today. Wow. So if you see us looking a little chilly, it is freezing right now.
That's not necessarily true. It's a good healthy 50 degrees. And that's man, that's good football weather. Yeah. I feel great. I'm ready to go. Welcome back, man.
Welcome back.
How's your stomach? Digested from Thanksgiving? Yes. All the food?
Oh, yeah. I was like, why would my stomach? Yeah, I only ate one plate. Usually on Thanksgiving, my eyes are always much bigger than my stomach is. So I'll plan on eating like four plates. I'm a one and done kind of guy for Thanksgiving meal.
So I've noticed a trend on the comment section of all these videos that we're doing. I make extremely valid points about your hypocrisy. Nah. Primarily, and I get attacked by your family, your girlfriend, and they come at me pretty hard, and I don't know, I feel attacked, and I hope some of our other listeners will defend me a little bit more.
The old saying by the Greek philosopher goes, facts don't care about feelings, you know, so.
Who was that?
Aristotle.
Okay. I thought that was.
But what they're hitting you with is all truth, so they say the truth hurts.
I think a Jewish I don't know, philosopher, Ben Shapiro maybe said that. And that was maybe like two years ago.
Maybe it's Samsonite. Maybe I got it confused.
But facts, speaking of. But hey, welcome back, man. We have had a lot of comments on a lot of the videos that we've done reactions to. And so, man, we wanted to jump into one today. A while back, we did a reaction to Oliver Anthony, not his super popular song that's called Richmond, North of Richmond, but we did one called I Gotta Get Sober. And it was, man, I love that. I love doing that. I had a lot of great reaction. And one of the things, we've had some comments that said we need to do a reaction video to I Want to Go Home. We have not heard the entire song. We started playing it, and then we're just like, you know what, let's react blind to it. So that's what we want to do today. You know what, I don't think that this episode is actually one that came out right after Thanksgiving. I think the UFC fighter came out right after Thanksgiving. But either way, whichever order it came in, I hope you're feeling better from the food. I hope you enjoyed the episode last week. But you want to dive in? You have anything? Do we have any homework that we need to do?
We didn't do it before this, but I don't think so.
Okay.
Hopefully not.
Anything we need to do, Jorian? Any new members? If you want to hit that join button, it's $2.99 a month. You get some perks, but it's really just you sowing into this ministry. We constantly get feedback and comments how that this is actually helping them, and that's really the reason that we're doing this. So
amen.
Thankful for that. The joining it just helps us get better equipment and things like that. So you want to dive in?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, same kind of look. He's not using his cell phone. So this is professional
dogs done. And the good Lord, they'd have me strung up in the psych ward. Cause every day living in this new world is one too many days to me. Mm. Son, we're on the brink of the next world war, and I don't think nobody's praying no more, and I ain't saying I know it for sure. I'm just down on my knees begging the Lord and take me home.
All right. So I was talking about your fans earlier and how they're attacking me. Oliver Anthony has some loyal fans, and so we're just giving our opinion on it. I hope it doesn't make anyone mad. People have definitely gone to his defense. I don't think that they actually watched the whole video, some of the comments that we've gotten when we've responded to Oliver Anthony. But they definitely get his back. But so far, man, I've been where he's been there. Even to this day, there's times that I just feel like, man, this world's going to hell in a handbasket. Mm-hmm. There's none righteous, no, not one, the Bible says. But I think the Lord says that. But I remember in the Old Testament, the prophets felt like he was alone. That there's not even one person that can walk with me in this walk of faith, and it feels very hopeless and it feels very depressing. And the Lord's like, no, I've raised up an army.
Yeah.
You know, stay the course. And so I've been there.
Yeah, I think it's where you put your hope. I think about, like, before I knew the Lord. And to me, it's like, I don't even know how I made it as long as I did. Now, granted, my life was spiraling out of control at a rapid speed. I was addicted to drugs for a long time and alcohol and lived a life of addiction for over a decade. But even apart from that, man, when you put your hope in anything temporal, anything in this world, whether it's a job or a relationship or it is finances or it is the economy or it is a president or it is your political party, it is always going to fail you. And yeah. At the end of the day, when you look around at these temporal things in the world, it's very hopeless. It's very helpless. You know, a lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck and you have car loans and mortgage loans and, you know, sickness and all these different things. And it's like you're just trying to get ahead and it feels like you're working from behind every second of every day. And it's like, man, can I catch a break? And that's why the Bible instructs us to put our hope and set our minds on the things that are above. Things that are pure, things that are holy, things that are righteous, things that are of God, because, man, that gives us peace whenever we have that mindset and apply that to the things of life. When I put my hope in anything outside of that, I'm left with fear, with questioning, with doubting, with all these things that really just leave me empty at the end of the day. But it's one of those things. It's a constant reminder that I've got to do that. I fail at that daily, yeah. You know, but it's a constant reminder to focus on the truths and promises found in God's word and my relationship with him over what this world tells me and what I see on the news and what I see happening in the world. Do I pray for these things? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, man, my hope is in him and in him alone. Yeah. And that brings me peace. That brings me joy. That brings me comfort. That brings me contentment. This world brings me calamity and, you know, frustration and anger and bitterness and anxiety and fear and all those things. So put your hope in the Lord. It's exactly what Oliver's saying.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think if it weren't for these old dogs and the good Lord, they have me strung up in a psych ward. Yeah, I can relate to that. I can relate to that. But also, man, I think it's important to bring up the part about begging the Lord to take me home. I don't necessarily, I mean, in this context that he's talking about, man, he's fed up and he's ready to leave. I don't think that that's suicidal, though, right? I think that that's more, I mean, me currently, I long for the day that Jesus returns. Right. I long for the day that I go home. And that doesn't mean that I don't want to live. That doesn't mean that I don't love my family. I don't love my life. But, man, if our faith is what we say it is, man, we should long for the day that we meet our Creator face to face. And so it's an interesting dynamic there. I mean, in the context that he's saying it as the first 40 seconds of the song, yeah, he's down and out and he's begging the good Lord to take him home. But I want to be slow to judge that, because I think as believers, we should.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on The Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We should all long for that day.
Amen.
We should all long for that
day. Amen.
I wanna go home. I don't know which road to go. It's been so long.
Just know I didn't used to wake up feeling
like that.
This way. Cussing myself every day.
Ooh.
There's always some kind of bill to pay. People just doing what the rich man say. I want to go home.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt that before, man. Like I can't do anything right. Cussing myself every day. For me and my addiction, it was deep down and not even subconsciously, but it was shameful of me cussing myself. But for me not to feel that, I also blamed others, everybody else,
yeah.
You know, cussing everybody else. It's everybody else's fault. But I feel that. I feel that.
Yeah.
I like this range right there. Boy, I haven't heard that. I've heard a few of his songs, but
his voice is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it goes back to and ties into exactly what I talked about, you know, earlier with the first part, is just putting your hope in these temporal things. And it's a rat race. This world, yeah. If you buy into what it sells you, it's a rat race. It's a keeping up with the Joneses kind of world where you're constantly trying to keep up with the next man and buy the biggest house and get the nicest car and have the fanciest things and, you know, get in mass amounts of debt to just live for the sake of others' approval, essentially. And so many people do that and live for the approval of others. And I still fall at that and fail at that short daily, you know. But it's being mindful of those things. And I think in America especially, like, our problems are first world problems.
Yeah.
Like, praise God for that. You may not have what you want all the time, but you certainly have what you need.
Yeah.
And I think it's about a perspective shift of saying that and having that heart of gratitude and being like, okay, things may not look how I want them to look. I may not be exactly where I want to be, but I certainly have everything the Lord desires me to have, and I have everything that I need. But, yeah, this world is a rat race, and it'll get to you if you're not mindful and keep your mind on the things of above, because it's real. It's a constant keeping up with the Joneses type of society. And so if we don't have a heart of gratitude and be mindful towards those things, it can catch up to us.
Yeah, and I want to add to that, man, because it is a perspective thing, and first world thing, and man, God really hits me with that at times. Whenever I feel myself getting to this place, and it feels real, and we're not discounting the first world issues and the
right.
family issues and the finance issues
Correct.
And the political issues and all of that can add pressure.
Amen.
But inside of the perspective thing, man, it's like if you own one car. If your family owns one car, you are in the top 1% of wealth of the world.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild to
yep.
think about?
Mm-hmm.
And when your perspective shifts to that, then all of a sudden some of the first world things could melt away, or you could see them with new light and then tackle them with a new light. So it's interesting that our perspective is such a powerful thing. And if we're not in check, if we're not in tune with what the Lord says and who He says we are, we could really go down. I know I can really be in a pit of despair and start decorating the pit like it's my home, and that's not where I belong.
Amen.
Now four generations farming the ground. Grandson sells to a man out of town. 2 weeks later, trees go down. Only got concrete growing around. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. I don't know which road to go. It's been so long. I just know I didn't used to wake up feeling this way. Cussing myself every day. People have really gone and lost their way. They all just do what the TV say. I wanna go home.
Yeah.
If it weren't for my old dogs and the good Lord, they'd have me strung up in the psych ward.
Man, he is a talent, man. The way he plays with his voice is, hold on, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? I love that scripture at the end, man. I love that scripture at the end. He really is a talent, man, and I'll double down on what I said last time. I would love for him and who was it that I said, the country star that did the national anthem?
Oh, Chris Stapleton.
Chris Stapleton, and he also does the Monday Night Football song, yeah. Snoop Dogg, have you seen that? Chris Stapleton and Oliver Anthony on stage with acoustics, man.
Yeah.
That would be sick.
Yeah.
That would be sick.
Yeah, he had a line where he talked about, you know, doing what the TV says. And I think we got to be mindful. We're all being shaped and molded by and crafted by something. And that something should be our creator. And we should be growing and identifying with who God says we are in his word. But oftentimes when we get too caught up in, you know, the music we listen to that's not good for us and the news and filling ourselves with these things, man, it is fear-based. Like all these things are fear-based and it is hopeless and you feel helpless at the end of the day. And you always feel like you're playing catch up, like I said. His chorus to this song is exactly how I used to feel before I knew the Lord.
Yeah.
At all times.
Yeah.
Just working from behind. This world is just like a matrix and you're just made to do as you're programmed to do and what the TV says and just everything like that or what, you know, the government says and your economic class. And it just feels very helpless and it feels very hopeless. Those are the only words I can use to describe it. But then I came to know the Lord and everything changed. My heart changed. The way I saw the world changed. My gratitude changed. Who I knew I was changed. My identity changed. Like my perspective changed. Everything about me changed when I came to know the Lord and I put my faith in him and him alone. The book of Hebrews says faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not seen.
Yeah.
And so there's an element of faith to all these things, to believe what God says about not only who we are, but whose we are. And I think that's fundamental and very important to having hope and maintaining faith in a world that looks like it does today in our world.
Yeah. Yeah. And on that, doing what the TV says, we're kind of winding down here, but I'm going to say something, man, that's kind of been on my heart and I've heard and read through. And when it comes to women, there are some of the most godly people that I've met have been women. But I have a message for men. I am a man. We work in a male ministry, discipling men. And really what I see, and I'm not the only one that sees it, and this isn't a conspiracy or anything. It's logic if you really break it down. But gosh, man, I believe that there is attack on men in the aspect of if logically, if I wanted to get an agenda pushed, if I wanted to take control of an area, then I needed to minimize the men. Mm-hmm. I need to make the men obsolete. I need to cancel the men. I need to make the men feel like they're toxic for being
disarm
men.
Disarm them.
Disarm the men in a community, and then all that is left to deal with is children and women, and look what they're teaching children.
Mm-hmm.
And if there aren't men that are standing up and being righteous, man, don't listen. You don't have to believe the things that you're told on TV. You don't have to surrender to the things that are being taught to your kids. In fact, God has ordained that men stand in the gap, man, that we are the repairer of the breach is the verse that I read a few weeks ago or whatever. Man, we got to stand up for what's right, because if not us, then who? Man, our kids are being taught silly things, and then our women are being manipulated, and we as men have been not. I'm not talking about bringing forth violence. I'm talking about standing up for what's right,
mm-hmm.
being a righteous man, being a mighty man of valor. Because if not that, this nation is doomed, just like the ones in history, just like the ones in the past that you can read. When the men have been taken, when the godly men have been taken a knee, that nation's doomed, man, because any agenda can go therefore. And it's polluting, it's disgraceful, it's an abomination to the Lord. And man, that nation will pass. Just go and read history. Go and read history. The only knee that we should bow as men is to God. We bow our knee to the Father, therefore we don't bow our knee to anyone else.
Amen.
Man, I just feel like that, and that whole TV thing spurned that. So men, mighty men, believers. And then, man, this is a recovery channel. The show is called Life After Addiction. If you read God's word and if you look at the heroes of our faith in the Bible, God uses us like men to bring him glory, to bring his movement into play, to do his work. So if you're listening to this and you're in the dumps and you're feeling like, gosh, everything's just, I want to go home and then, man, the good Lord take me home. If not, I'd be in a psych ward. I'm calling you now from the authority of God's word and not my own testimony that God's done in my life. Stand up. Do something. Go and take charge. You don't have to be what the world tells you to be, including an addict or an alcoholic. You're not that. That's not your identity. That's the things that you have done. There's freedom from it. Stand up, man. Don't bend the knee to this world. Stand up for what you believe in. Stand up for righteousness and be what God's called you to be. Go and lead, O mighty man of valor. You know who he told that to the first time I read that in scriptures in the book of Judges? The angel of the Lord appears to a man hiding in a hole who is a coward, who is the least of the least. His name is Gideon. And the first words that God spoke to him was, "The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor." Not because of who Gideon was in that moment, but because of what God was going to do through Gideon. And therefore, read the book of Judges, and he leads armies to victory, and he becomes a judge, a ruler of the kingdom. I charge you, men, don't bend the knee. Don't think it's a, don't just settle for, I just want to go home. Everything's doomed. No, stand up and lead. Lead your home. Start there. Lead your place of influence righteously, no matter the cost. That's all right. I went out of the soapbox.
Come on. Come on.
Sorry. That's just where we're at, man. That's where we're at. What do you got?
Amen. Ephesians 2 tells us that we are saved by grace through faith. When you look at verse 13, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in the flesh the dividing wall of hostility." Verse 19, "So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God."
Yeah.
Remember which household that you are in. Remember which household you belong to. You are a citizen of heaven. God calls you a saint. This world is not your home. We are just passing by. Put your hope and your faith and your trust in the Lord, and he will provide you a peace that surpasses all understanding.
Amen. Matthew 6:19. "Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also your heart is."
Mm.
Think about that. Mm. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. So, I mean, that's what I got. And again, Oliver Anthony, man, I think there is a movement happening with him. I think he is a brilliant talent.
Yeah.
I've seen some of the things. I believe that he is a believer. I believe he's having influence and God is using him. Before every show that I've seen, he opens up the Word of God and reads it. At the end of this video, he had scripture. I'm thankful for him, for you, man, if you see this, which I doubt you will. Actually, he called me the other day. He is coming on the pod in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He called him.
Well, he paged me. He hit me up on my pager, and then I returned the call. Yeah. Anyways.
He's a beast, man. He's amazing. His voice is incredible, and yeah, he loves the Lord, and you can tell.
Awesome. Well, hey, guys, that's Life After Addiction. You better believe it.
Come on.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Life After Addiction. Life After Addiction is a production of S2L Studio. For more Christ-centered addiction recovery resources, please visit S2L.net. That's S2L.net. For more information about S2L's licensed and accredited residential program, please visit S2LRecovery.org. That's S2LRecovery.org.
We want to take just a second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the Life After Addiction podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll find dozens of their faith-centered podcasts and their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and much more. Thank you so much for listening today, and God bless.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed, maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of, too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.